This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. By this time of the year, it's either snowed or is just about to snow. So we're joined today by Jana Tidwell, Public Relations Manager with AAA Mid-Atlantic. She has some tips to share with us today as we prepare to drive in the winter. Sometimes it seems like we've forgotten how from year to year. And of course, last year was a pretty mild year here in the Valley. So we're going to be talking with Jana Tidwell of AAA Mid-Atlantic about how we can all be safe and keep everyone safe on the roadways this winter. Thanks for joining us on the program, Jana. As winter approaches, and pretty much any time, we never know we're going to wake up to snow and ice. But let's talk a bit about what we can do to prepare and to stay safe. Beginning with, do you find the beginning of the season, that first storm, is worse because people have kind of let their knowledge of driving go by the wayside during the summer? Or are there statistics to bear that out?
I can't say that there are specific statistics, but you really did hit the nail on the head there in terms of it's always that first winter weather driving event where people seem to forget what it is that they're supposed to do. And the concern that we have going into the upcoming winter is last winter was relatively mild. We literally had just a few flakes here and there. So AAA is concerned that folks may not be winter ready in terms of properly preparing their vehicles. And also, how is it that you're supposed to drive in the snow and the ice?
Try to keep in mind every other driver on the road doesn't have the same skill or the same vehicle as me. You don't know what everybody's dealing with. I mean, it could be a 16-year-old who first time they've ever driven in snow. I mean, that's keeping that in mind, that everybody operates differently, I guess, is probably important too.
Well, that's correct. I just spent this past summer really working with our son to get him behind the wheel. But to your point, this will be the first winter that he, as a 17-year-old, is going to be driving. Driving in snow and ice, driving under winter weather conditions, the salt, the brine, the windshield visibility compromise, and all of that is a very different experience the first time you experience it. But I would also venture to say that for many of the other drivers out there, every year we're kind of out of practice and it takes some time to get back into it. But the rule of the road under any of those circumstances is to really use caution, pay attention, give yourself extra time, slow down, use your headlights, eliminate distractions. It's a very different kind of driving that needs 100% of your attention focused on driving.
I think a lot of people just aren't considering driving in ice and snow as much as they should. It's kind of like, what's the weather today? Okay, well, that's today. I mean, that preparation mentally is probably a crucial step just to making sure everybody's safe.
Well, it sure is. You know, so many of us seem to be in such a hurry all the time. So we really are going day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Oh, I have to get in the car in 5 minutes. You walk out 4.5 minutes later, you start the car, you're on your way. That doesn't necessarily work during the winter months because we have extreme cold temperatures. We could have frost or ice on our windshields, compromising visibility. That takes some time to get cleared off properly so that you can see where you're going. Get things warmed up. If you have to remove heavier ice, heavier snow, that accounts for a lot of time. So if you don't account for that time, then of course you are now extremely busy. You're up against the gun. You are behind schedule already. And that's not how you want to get behind the wheel and begin your day in those winter weather conditions. So AAA always urges motorists to be prepared. You know, pay attention to what the forecast is going to be and allow yourself that extra time in the morning, whether it is to, you know, defrost your windows because frost has accumulated overnight, or whether it's something that's a little bit more time consuming to remove, like heavier ice and snow.
We're always amazed here at the radio station when as soon as the flakes start to fly, it seems like the scanner lights up because, I don't know, are people not thinking ahead like in that case, or is it just that early part of the storm that does slick it up quick? I mean, I know you say you don't have statistics, but is that just my perception of how it always seems to the first flakes and there's everybody forgot the, like, we'll say that to each other here. It's like, I think everybody forgot how to drive over the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is that out of sight, out of mind. And as we talked about, last winter was minimal in terms of any sort of winter precipitation. So looking ahead to this winter, now most people are more than 2 years removed from, oh, what do I do now? And you're right. Many people, every year it seems cyclical, like, oh my goodness, it's going to snow. What do I do? I think a lot of people, again, we're living day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. And we are so used to just getting where we need to be as quickly as possible. These snow events, these winter weather driving events, really slow us down. And I think most of us are overscheduled or scheduled again down to the minute. People do forget, oh my goodness, now it is going to take extra time. A lot of people out there, depending on what it is that you drive, some people feel invincible. And AAA always reminds folks that, you know, when things get slick and icy, whether it is the wet leaves of autumn, once you have, you know, a torrential downpour that will remove these leaves from the trees, that creates a slick and almost ice-like situation. We all know what black ice can look like and can do out there on the roadways, let alone an even thicker accumulation of ice. And at that point, it doesn't matter what you're driving. It doesn't matter if you have a four-door sedan, if you have a pickup truck, if you have the biggest SUV with four-wheel drive that there is out there. It doesn't matter. Once those tires hit those wet leaves, hit a slick spot on black ice, or even, you know, thicker ice that has accumulated, you do not have control of your vehicle. So that false sense of security where bigger is better, in terms of what you're driving, and oh, I have four-wheel drive, I'll be okay. I have all-wheel drive, I'll be fine. That is not the case when you hit something as slick as these wet leaves or any type of ice out there on the roadway.
Okay. So, and then of course, empathy pays off because you're looking at knowing that, like we said earlier, everybody isn't you, and everybody's got a different experience going into this. So. Any other tips for, I mean, you can slow down, you can be aware, but are there, you know, physical things you can do driving to, you know, just steps you can take to keep yourself a little safer?
Oh, sure. Well, before you even get into your car, before we have our first snow event, AAA urges motorists to have their vehicles checked for the winter driving season. And that means having the battery checked, make sure that it is operating at optimum strength. Extreme cold temperatures over an extended period of time will compromise your battery. So a typical battery life is 3 to 5 years. If you haven't had your battery checked, please do so, so you have a benchmark idea of how much life could be left there. If you are borderline, of course, we recommend replacing that battery so that you're heading into the winter driving season with a brand new battery, full strength. Always better to have that battery replaced during routine maintenance or a vehicle checkup as opposed to being stuck in a parking lot or by the side of the road, especially during a winter weather event. The other thing that we recommend checking are the tires. Tires are crucial and critical to get you where you need to be. So when you take your car in, make sure the tire pressure is checked, but also the tread depth to make sure you have the best possible tires under your vehicle to get the best traction that you need driving during the winter season. Now's the time to pack a vehicle emergency kit and forget about it. The vehicle emergency kit should have, you know, the ice scraper, snow brush, jumper cables, first aid kit, flashlight with good batteries. But also for the winter months, you want to have kitty litter or rock salt to add some additional traction if you need that, a portable shovel, some extra blankets, extra clothing, maybe an extra sweatshirt, glove, hat, scarves, those kinds of things, non-perishable snack foods, and extra water. We've all seen time and time again over the last few years even, events that happen that close major roadways, like a couple of years ago, I-95 in Virginia closed for nearly 24 hours because of a winter weather event. People were literally stuck, their cars were stuck there for 24 hours. So while that is an extreme situation, it's not unheard of, and those things can happen around, you know, any local area with any winter weather event. So it may not be your vehicle that breaks down, but you could be stuck in residual road closures due to a crash, winter weather event that has things closed for whatever reason. So some people might laugh or snicker, but now's the time to pack that winter emergency kit, put it in the back of your car, and forget about it.
That's the best takeaway from all this is for, you know, for anybody who thinks they or their vehicle is invincible, it doesn't matter when you get into a situation like that. So
it doesn't. And unfortunately, and I can speak from personal experience, sometimes it takes just getting stuck that one time for the light bulb to finally go off. Yeah, it may have sounded silly, you know, I'm, you know, packing this stuff in my car or scheduling routine maintenance or just biting the bullet and doing a few things in terms of routine maintenance. Spending that money on routine maintenance could help you prevent more expensive repairs down the road. So, you know, taking the time to slow down and prepare for the winter driving season, no one knows what that's going to look like, but it's always better to be prepared than to be in a situation where you could have prevented a dead battery or a flat tire or not having what you need to get through the winter in your vehicle emergency kit.
Okay. And you mentioned tires. That's the until I had a vehicle that told me the air pressure in each tire, I wasn't as aware, but I think I'm hyper aware now because I always keep track of that. But as things get colder, that obviously the pressure is going down and you something to keep track of as well to make sure your tires are inflated properly.
Oh, sure. If your vehicle is equipped with that tire pressure notification, if you haven't seen it already, you will see it in the next few days as temperatures drop close to, if not below, freezing. And that is because in the winter and summer months, our tire pressure varies. The extreme heat of the summer causes the tire pressure to expand, and the opposite happens in the wintertime. So you'll see tires contract and lose PSI per tire. So that's why that indicator comes on and says your tires are losing pressure. You want to make sure that they are inflated properly. Check the inside driver's door jamb to see the proper PSI. Do not go by the PSI that is on the sidewall of the tire. You want to go by what is on the inside driver's door jamb. But if you haven't seen it already, you will see it in coming days as temperatures drop and our tires lose pressure.
As far as, you know, actually navigating the roads, I mean, I always remember they say to turn into a skid, but, you know, are there other things, the ways you drive that, you know, tips to keep yourself from spinning out or whatever? Or, you know, is that really just a matter of slowing down?
The best advice that AAA can give is to slow down as well as leave yourself plenty of following distance on all sides of your vehicle so that if you have to stop suddenly, it's not a slamming on the brakes situation, which can spin your vehicle out of control. It is a gradual application of the brakes, if not just letting off the gas and allowing your vehicle to stop. That sensation, that feeling of having to brake suddenly when traction on the road is compromised due to precipitation, ice, snow, whatever it happens to be, can be a scary situation because you just need one slick patch to lock up your brakes And you really do lose control of the vehicle. So, you know, as many times as we say it to slow down, that really is the best thing to do. Slow it down. Make sure you have your headlights on. Give yourself plenty of extra following distance. And really pay attention to what's around you. Understand where it is that you can go or move to if you have to, meaning if you have to change lanes suddenly, understanding what is to the left, what is to the right, what is behind you. So you know if you can ease into a lane change if necessary on short notice. You want to make sure that going into those off ramps and merging onto a highway when the road conditions are compromised, that you also take that extremely slow. If you are out there driving, and AAA has seen, you know, in the past, many people are able to heed the warnings to stay off the roads during an event, a winter weather event, wait for the crews to do their job, remove as much as they can from the roads before venturing back out there. There are those folks who need to get somewhere. They need to get to work. They don't have that luxury. So in addition to time, space, headlights, removing distractions, you want to stay in the lane of traffic that has the most traction there, where everybody else has been driving, where likely the salt and brine has been applied to that portion of the road. And then all those other tips come into play.
Okay. And as far as cleaning your vehicle off, what's the law on that now, as far as, you know, keeping it from, as far as flying off ice and injuring people?
The law in Pennsylvania is that you must remove snow and ice from your vehicle, completely remove from your vehicle before you enter the roadways. And we all know what can happen if any portion of that frozen precipitation becomes dislodged from your vehicle and then becomes quite literally this hard rock that goes flying. And people have sadly been killed because these pieces of snow and ice break off. They become projectiles. They're traveling at such a high rate of speed, and they crash into a windshield on a vehicle behind the vehicle from which it became dislodged. So it is the law in Pennsylvania to remove all snow and ice from your vehicle before you enter the roadways. And that is for safety reasons. And there are fines associated with not doing that if you are pulled over or if anything that becomes dislodged causes serious injury or fatality.
Okay. At what point would you say just don't leave the house? I mean, sometimes people have to, but I know sometimes the state even says, you know, the speed limits are lower, or stay off the roads unless you absolutely have to be out. But at what point do we get there?
You know, I think a lot of folks need to weigh, do they really need to be out on the road? Is it that important? And for some folks, it is. Our emergency workers, our folks that need to get to their job so that other people can function, yes. But if you have the ability to wait out a winter weather event, if you have the ability to work remotely, AAA would always urge that you stay off the roads until they've been cleared and emergency workers can do what they need to do. And the reason being is not because anyone is trying to take any fun out of the winter season, but those warnings are designed so that there is as, you know, little strain on emergency responders as possible, so that they can respond to those who really need them, to those who needed to be out on the road, those folks who need to get to hospitals, who need to get to police stations, who need to get to a critical place of business to do their jobs. Folks who did not heed the warning and decided that they needed some last minute bread, milk, and eggs, or people who just decide to go out on a joyride because they think it's fun and challenging, you're really taking those resources away from folks who truly need it, which is the number one reason why AAA urges motorists to stay home and wait it out. Leave the roads to the crews that need to get them cleaned up, and leave the roads to the folks who really do need to get to their job.
Jana Tidwell has been our guest today on the program. Jana, can you just leave us with one tip that AAA really wants us to keep in the forefront of our mind as we head out this winter, especially during these storms.
AAA always urges motorists that going into these winter weather events that you fill your car with gas. Make sure, you know, the weather forecasters are pretty good. They let us know if there's a chance of something. We all seem to get frustrated if it doesn't pan out exactly as predicted, but we have a good idea of what could happen. Use that opportunity to fill the car with gas, because if you need to be out, again, that situation in Virginia a couple years ago on I-95, you don't want to be rationing a half tank of gas, a quarter tank of gas, or even less. So especially during the winter months, make sure that you keep your car full of gas. And if not, before there's any indication of a winter weather event, fill the car with gas so that you are not in that situation where you are rationing gasoline.
There you have it with Mid-Atlantic AAA. It's Jana Tidwell. We appreciate you being with us today on the program and providing us with this helpful and safety encouraging information. We appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in to today's WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.